Hey y'all, I'm Dan, and I host a podcast called Kinfolk, Stories of Community and Connection. I talk with folks from all over Appalachia, artists, small business owners, local legends, you name it. We share real stories about what brings us together, what keeps us going, and all the magic tucked away in these hills. If you're into small town charm, big hearts, and good conversation, come hang out with me on Kinfolk. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Mountain State Mysteries contains mature themes and discussions that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. All individuals mentioned in this episode are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Hey y'all, I'm your host Mark Covey, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. The case I have for you today is one I've heard whispers about for years, but I've never truly dug into it until now. And after finally taking a deep look, I'm furious. Furious because an innocent woman lost her life, and the story that follows is a heartbreaking and enraging one. This is the case of Blanche Dempsey. Blanche Dempsey was a seamstress for Harvey's Fashion and a homemaker in Beckley, West Virginia. On October 29th, 2001, Blanche Dempsey was at her home in Maxwell Hill in Beckley when she heard a knock on her door. Blanche was home alone when she heard the knock. While walking to the door, she didn't think that she would become a victim of one of Beckley's most heinous crimes. Blanche opened her door and let two 14-year-old boys in. One of the boys, Devin Shrewsbury, actually got in trouble at school that day. It was alleged that he was planning on running away from his home. His friend Robert O'Hara had previously mowed Blanche's grass. The two boys approached her home and convinced her to let them inside. That's when the boys overpowered her and murdered her. Devin sat on top of Blanche while Robert tied her in cords and gagged her mouth with a towel. They placed the chair Betty was tied to in front of her oven and turned on the broilers to destroy any evidence of the crime with fire. Blanche was suffocated with a plastic bag that Devin and Robert put over her head. Her death was ruled a homicide. After murdering Blanche, the boys ransacked her house, taking cash from her purse and other items. After making a stop for gas, the two boys drove the car to Mount Hope, which is about a 13-minute drive. Their plan was to sell the items they stole from her house and spend the night in Mount Hope. Blanche's body was discovered after her daughter-in-law, Sharon, failed to get a hold of her. She called 911 and emergency medical technicians found Blanche after forcing their way into her home.
Hey y'all, I'm Elisa.
And I'm Samantha.
And welcome to Watch for Deer Podcast. We're a couple of best friends from Southern West Virginia, and around here, Watch for Deer is our way of saying we love you and be safe.
This is a conversational podcast that covers many topics from A to Z, including, but not limited to, true crime and the paranormal. Our goal is to bring you an episode a week, so come listen as we tell stories that will make you laugh and maybe even blow your mind. Y'all be safe
and watch for deer.
And here's the weird thing. Neither of the boys actually returned her car to her home. Someone else actually did, and this helped the police find evidence leading them to Devin and Robert. Both Devin and Robert were arrested. The court system transferred both of the boys to adult status shortly after their arrests. Robert told Circuit Judge John Hutchinson that he was guilty of first-degree murder, aggravated robbery, and kidnapping with harm and death. he was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences. Robert entered a plea agreement, life in prison with murder, with mercy, life in prison for kidnapping, with mercy, 20 years for aggravated robbery. The two life sentences were ordered to be run consecutively, and the robbery sentence will run currently. Robert was to be parole eligible 25 years after being sentenced. After his hearing, Robert said, quote, "It's been 6 long years, and I'd like to go ahead and just face my charges and get it done with. It's time for me to take my punishment like a man," end quote. Following the sentencing, psychiatrists for Robert said he heard voices by an invisible man named Larry, and he alleged suffered from schizophrenia, multiple personalities, bipolar disorder, and manic depression. Pat Lamp, an attorney appointed to oversee issues related to Robert's mental status, said Robert understood what he was doing and the consequences of his actions. Raleigh County prosecuting attorney Kristen Keller said, quote, "We have a group of psychiatrists who will say that a hallucination named Larry told him to do it. Another group believes that's crap and that the defendant is absolutely criminally responsible," end quote. As for Devin Shrewsbury, he received a life sentence with mercy for his guilty plea to murder. He was parole eligible in 2017, and as of 2016, he was still in prison. In 2005, Sharon Dempsey, the administrator of Blanche's estate, filed a wrongful death suit. This suit named Robert O'Hare and his parents, James and Tammy O'Hare, and Devin Shrewsbury and his mother, Carolyn Deck. The state made a claim on Carolyn Deck's renter's insurance policy from State Farm, saying she should be held liable under neglect supervision or statutory liability. State Farm then filed a federal lawsuit asking the court to declare that Shrewsbury isn't covered under Deck's policy, and that State Farm doesn't have to pay any damages or provide a legal defense for him. Their reasoning? The policy doesn't cover, quote, "willful or malicious acts," end quote, like murder, which Shrewsbury admitted to. Sharon disagreed with State Farm and filed her own motion for summary judgment. She wanted the court to say that State Farm does have to defend and cover the damages for Carolyn Deck. The court's ruling is that State Farm must defend and cover the damages for Carolyn Deck because, 1, the claims against her are negligence, not intentional acts like murder, so the willful and malicious acts exclusions doesn't apply to her. 2, State Farm does not have to defend or cover the damages of Devin Shrewsbury because he pled guilty to murder. The insurance policy clearly excludes coverage for intentional criminal acts, and that exclusion applies to him. Robert, James, and Tammy O'Hare were also named as defendants, but they didn't respond. Even so, the court's decision already covers the key issue, whether State Farm is on the hook for Shrewsbury, so the case is now closed. Bottom line is, State Farm wins on the part involving Shrewsbury. They do not have to cover him. Sharon Dempsey wins on the part involving Carolyn Deck. State Farm must defend her. And the case is now closed and removed from the court's docket.
Hi, I'm Shane.
I'm Hannah.
And we're Country Roads Creeps. We're a podcast that covers all manner of creepy, spooky stories, from cryptids and conspiracies to unexplained deaths and disappearances to mysterious and paranormal happenings in the world.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. Check out our Facebook page and our Instagram account at Country Roads Creeps for photo dumps and more information we'll post with every episode.
If you enjoy the show, please feel free to share us with your friends and leave us a 5-star review. And if there's any topics that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, feel free to message us on our social media accounts. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, be safe driving home and watch out for the not deer.
Bye.
Bye.
To me, this case is one that needs to be talked about in Beckley. It's one of those cases that you get mad the more and more you look at it. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow, download, and rate the show on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find a good West Virginia true crime podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, all at Mountain State Mysteries. Do you have a case you want us to cover? Send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com. Thank you.